Doug Steffen's good day, and it's a really good day because it's Friday.
Yay!
Dougie is not here with us. He's taking a little break. I'm Jennifer Horn, by the way. Roberta Fasinelli is right over there. Ken Kessler also helping us out. Michael Fortier, our producer on duty. That's the POD, in case you wanted to know. And Doug had a traumatic night last night, Roberta. His daughter, he's talked about this on here. His daughter had a little bit of surgery. Nothing, you know, too complicated, but surgery nonetheless. And so he wanted to come out and be with her. And instead of flying during daylight hours like a normal person, right. And I even got after him yesterday. I said, Doug, why are you doing this to yourself? You do these weird flights. You're tired. You need to relax.
Right. I mean, wait till you get off the air on Friday and then fly out. There's plenty of flights from Boston to L.A.
You know, if you're going to fly on Thursday, fly at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. But instead, he waits till evening so that he doesn't get in until midnight.
Tractor.
Right. So he left yesterday from Boston. We had a layover in Dallas, and his plane that he was supposed to get on in Dallas had equipment problems. So then there was a delay. Then they brought out another plane. He gets on that one, and then there's another equipment problem, this time with the hydraulics on the plane. So then he had to sit there while they fixed the hydraulics. He finally got out and got into L.A., I think about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, rushed over to CRN, to my place of business, and was here with us for a bit, but started to feel not so hot. So we sent him away, and we're holding down the fort. How's that for a long story?
Okay. Sounds good.
But we've got lots of news to get to this hour. Oh, my gosh. We're going to talk NSA. We're going to talk ACLU. Any other abbreviations that we can think of? LOL. But first, let's start over in New Zealand, where I guess there have been some earthquakes this morning, right, Roberta?
Yes, some very strong earthquakes have struck mostly in the south areas of New Zealand, some of those south islands. 6.5, and that's considered a strong earthquake. They classified
it as
may cause a lot of damage in very populated areas. They say about 100 of these hit every year, and that area of New Zealand is in that what's called the Ring of Fire,
mm-hmm.
You know, that goes up that whole west coast of South America and then up through, you know, L.A., San Francisco, Alaska, then kind of loops around to Japan and kind of heads down to Australia and New Zealand. It's just a whole area of very, very active underground stuff going on. No tsunami warnings. Apparently, really no one was seriously injured, just some, you know, glass cuts and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But quite a few buildings in the capital of New Zealand, Wellington, were evacuated. And, you know, the usual earthquake stuff. Also, they temporarily closed down the nation's stock exchange. But still, just, you know, when these things happen, I always kind of go, okay, so what's next, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They had a severe earthquake in Christchurch, New Zealand, in 2011.
That was a big one.
Yeah, killed like 185 people, destroyed much of the city's downtown area. So, you know, there's nothing to sneer at. I mean, these are serious events, and you always think, okay, if one happens, it knocks out, you know, a lot of stuff in the ground, then, okay, what just got off balance somewhere else?
It depends on where it hits.
You know.
And then it's kind of strange. You know, I living in California, we have earthquakes pretty regularly, although, knock on wood, we haven't had one in a while, and I shouldn't even say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I took an earthquake class in college. Instead of like a geology class, they offered an earthquake class. And
only in California.
You go figure. It's interesting because there's two different types of earthquakes. There's the rolling earthquake, and then there's the jarring earthquake.
Right.
And that has a lot to do with the damage, too, is the type of earthquake it is and how, you know, deep it is. So, all right. And I hear, I've just been given a little warning that Doug Steffen's back with us because he heard us talking about earthquakes and he had to jump into the conversation. You feeling better, Dougie?
How do you mean warning? I don't know what that means. What do you mean you're the warning? How could I be here require a warning? It's just a nice, wonderful way for me to come back into the fold after having tried to do something to upset my stomach, which is still at 38,000 feet.
I know. I just gave the whole story about where you were
and
that you were resting. You could have kept resting, sir. Are you feeling any better?
Not particularly. Actually, I'm not feeling much better.
Aww.
No, but I'm concerned that you and Roberta and Kenny would be feeling lonely without
me.
No,
we're fine,
we're
actually.
Great, you can go back to sleep if you want.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what we're going to... I've already teased that we're going to talk about this hour.
Go ahead. Maybe
there was just some big earthquakes in New Zealand. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about the NSA and this new mammal, and then these people that were living in a treehouse for like 50 years.
I know. This mammal, you mean the one that was yesterday, if it's called an Olinguido, is that what it's called? Sounds like an Italian.
It sounds like an Italian.
Olinguido, the first new carnivorous mammal to be identified in the Western Hemisphere in 35 years. Looks like a cross between a house cat and a bear. Sounds perfect for Roberta's collection.
Don't forget the little bit of monkey and raccoon monkey thrown in, too. Yeah. That sounds so pretty, doesn't it? A cat, a bear with a little monkey and raccoon.
There's something that's happened to the identity or the connection to monkeys. And I don't know what it is. But I was taken back yesterday on the plane coming out here last night. They showed the movie 42, which I had seen in the theater. And remember how uncomfortable I got with the fellow who was the manager of the Philadelphia team, who was on the field making fun of Jackie Robinson, calling him a monkey and all kinds of other things that are extraordinarily derogative. And he got fired for his efforts. But I'm wondering what has happened to the moniker of a monkey, and why it is that we seem to be when any of that.
See, when this was the Jennifer Horn Good Day Show, we would have never gone in this direction.
Well, which direction would you have gone in? I'll bite. Go ahead.
Out the other door.
Really?
I know that I personally have not used that or heard that in my family, but I have heard that's like a derogatory term. But monkeys are so cute. I love them. I want one, actually.
I think they're ugly. I think they're nasty.
Really?
Any of them that I've ever come across.
Oh, I love
them. I shouldn't say, it depends on what you're really talking about. The monkeys that were on, like, the television shows with Johnny Weissmuller, that was fine. But there are different kinds of monkeys.
Yeah, chimps, orangutans.
The chimps
gorillas
are okay. But the monkeys themselves, I believe, are nasty, nasty, nasty.
Look, you rip off one lady's face, and then all of a sudden you get a bad rap. I don't know where that came from.
Who thinks that's true? 888-302-3684, 888-302-3684. So what direction are we going with this? I'm always curious as to.
Oh, well, we were going to talk about that new mammal species. That's all. We're just going to talk about the news story. And then I was going to tell you, Dougie, about this family, and I'm not sure if you've heard this story or not, but this came out of Vietnam. During the Vietnam War, this man lost his wife and his two sons. And so he took his one-year-old son into the jungle and never came back. And it was 40 years ago that he disappeared. This week.
He's come out of the jungle.
Well, he was sick. This week, he's too weak to move. He's 82 years old now. And he and his son have, like, spent their years just hunting. They, just subsisting basically on the wild plants and, you know, whatever they could harvest out there. Hardly even speaking. They don't even know how to speak too much. They would just look at each other and body movements. They wore loincloths. And I guess there was another child that he had, a baby, who he didn't take with him, who finally found where his father and his brother were and would beg them to come and, you know, come back to civilization, and they would never go. But finally, they were forced into civilization after he was too sick to move. But kind of incredible that you can disappear and live somewhere for 40 years without any contact. I mean, it's an interesting story, I think.
I've had a couple of friends who are in radio that happened to.
Lived in a tree for 40 years?
They just disappeared. Nobody knew they were there. 15 past the hour. You've probably tried a number of different ways to whiten your teeth over the years. Roberta, I know, has used bleach. Jennifer has used sandpaper. Let's see. Kenny has used the
trays
you're sticking them out. They use Colgate, really. They have a regular toothpaste, do have whiteners in them, or at least they tell you that they do, but they don't really. The only way to really, really get your teeth whiter is to use power swabs. Power swabs are that clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter, your teeth brighter. It takes 5 minutes a day, and they'll, each time you do it, get a shade or two brighter. Use it over a week, use it over a month. This is a product that's clinically proven to work. If you have caps, crowns, veneers, power swabs, gets rid of the stains on anything that you have in your mouth. Why wouldn't you want to make your teeth look as best they possibly could? You can do that by dialing 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Call now. Get free shipping. Mention Doug Steffen. Free shipping with power swabs. So you have white teeth in 5 minutes a day. The teeth are two shades whiter each time you use it. It was developed by a dentist who knows his stuff. If you have veneers, I've only known actually one person in my life who had veneers. And it was really amazing how wonderfully well they look. But this would, I think they get stained. If you drink a lot of coffee or tea or wine, right, or if you smoke, and no matter what you got in your mouth, they're going to get ugly and white. Ugly and yellow. You want to make them white and beautiful. 800-865-7602. A compelling reason to call that number now is to get free shipping. Mention Doug Steffen. There are a lot of people who have tried this and done wonderfully well with it. Power swabs. Whiten those teeth. It's a proven effective method. 800-865-7602.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice app free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. 10 pairs of drumsticks, just $10 after $20 instant rebate. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Let's get it started.
The school year with a tech upgrade at Office Max. Save big on the new Dell 15.6-inch touchscreen laptop for just $399.99. This incredible price includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 17th. Restrictions apply.
No Woody, no jeans, a few dollars got me in those.
Cause mom's gonna brush up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get rulers for just 10 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/17/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
It is 20 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Show. Hey, don't forget to go over to DougSteffen.com today. Gosh, Roberta, Oprah's giving away a car over on our website. Too bad she didn't give it to any of us. We're taking a poll on Duck Dynasty and the story about Coca-Cola defending its new sweetener in a brand new ad. Check it all out on our website, www.DougSteffen.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo, And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
One for the money, two for the show. Three to get ready, now go, cat, go. But don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Good one.
Well, you can do anything but step me over my blue suede shoe.
It is Elvis Remember Day on the Jeff and Good Day Show. And Roberta, we're celebrating, and Ken, too, of course. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler here. I'm Jennifer Horn. Today was the day that Elvis was rushed from Graceland to Baptist Memorial Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. Doctors tried to revive him, but he was pronounced dead at 3:30 p.m. at just 42 years old. Now, some people say, some of his fans say that he didn't die. He was just trying to get away from it all, and they've reported sightings of him, like at Burger King in Kalamazoo.
In dry cleaners, washing machines.
Exactly.
Horn and Hart art automats.
Elvis everywhere. But it's no wonder. I mean, this guy, he had an unprecedented. He had 107 hits on the pop music chart.
Wow.
His first hit, if you'd like to know a little trivia, was Heartbreak Hotel in 1956. And his last one was Guitar Man in 1981. He had 28 gold records and 12 number one songs, 38 top 10 hits. Just an amazing talent. Have you been to Graceland yet, Roberta?
No. You know, I've never been to Graceland or Nashville or Memphis or any
really?
Of those places. No, they're up there on the to-do list.
I would
take
think that'd be... Yeah. I mean, you're so musical that I would think that you would
never,
love all of those.
Never got there. They're on the cross-country list. I'm thinking next year we're going to drive cross-country.
Nashville's one of my favorite cities that I've been to. And Graceland is very underwhelming because it's much smaller than you would think it is. But it's still so much fun just to see everything and to see all the memorabilia. It's really, really
cool. Definitely want to go.
Well, now that we're in the Wayback Machine, we thought we'd pay tribute to the top five songs from this week in 1980. Where was everybody in 1980, Roberta?
1980, I had just gotten married, and I was still working for United Press International in
Very
the radio
good.
Division. Yep.
Kenny, where were you in 1980?
Junior high.
Very good. I was two, so, you know.
a baby.
Roberta and Ken, I expect lots of help on this one. All right, let's start with number five.
I said upside down, you turn me, you're giving love and speaking me.
Diana Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Upside down.
That was the disco era. Man in New York.
Did you, like, go out at Club 54 in it?
Well, actually, I belonged to a private club called Le Clique, and it was not in, like, any one particular place. You would get a postcard in the mail with just an address on it.
Cool.
No description, nothing, just an address. And you would go, and it would be usually like a warehouse that had been converted.
Yeah.
And there were incredible themes. Like, one time I remember there was a barnyard theme, and they had bales of hay. They had chickens on the dance floor running around. They had sheep. It was a crazy club. Crazy.
So you were part of the first rave scene, because, you know, that's what the young kids do now, is they go into these weird places and have these rave dance parties.
And we would dance all night long. Oh, my gosh.
So funny.
Well, I would get out of work at around 1 o'clock in the morning, and I would hit the clubs, and I would dance until 5 or 6, you know, after the tourists had gone home, and the bridge and tunnel crowd from the suburbs had gone home, and, you know, the hardcore was out. So.
Tough stuff. All right, number four was the Rolling Stones' Emotional Rescue.
Oh, yeah. This old dance
sounds
song.
As Rolling Stoney as I remember.
It's kind of in a falsetto.
I know. Take your time. Do it right.
These are all songs you can do the hustle to.
Totally. I love it. All right, number two, Christopher Cross and Sailing. Oh, yeah.
We still play
so much for the hustle.
Clutch your loved ones on this one. This is one, if Doug were here, he would make us play all the way through, I believe.
Well, you know, it's really funny. These are songs you still hear at bad wedding bands.
Exactly. Number one on this day, this week, 1980, Olivia Newton-John and Magic.
We are magic. Nothing can stand in our way.
Now, was this before or after Physical?
This was before.
I think right. So, yeah, I think Kenny's right.
So pre-hit, before the headband and the off-the-shoulder T-shirt, right?
The leg warmers.
And the leg warmers.
The leg warmers.
Love the leg warmers.
Jane Honda.
All right, that's top five song list from 1980. It's 28 past on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. Day trips are continuing to be popular among American families this summer. According to a Harris poll, families with kids are choosing to spend their vacations at home, with more than 80% planning a summer staycation. Parents planning these trips will want to utilize their credit card rewards for things other than airfare and hotels. For these parents, it's essential to choose a card that offers rewards on all purchases and flexibility when it comes to redeeming those rewards. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Parents should find a rewards card that allows them to redeem their points for fun family activities over the summer, whether close to home or around the world. Programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card make redeeming your travel rewards easy by allowing customers to apply points toward day trip expenses such as water parks, aquariums, or even the circus.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I want everybody today to take a look at your cell phone and ask yourself the following question. Is it time for me to upgrade my cell phone? And if you've just recently upgraded, ask yourself why. What was wrong with the cell phone that you had? Or, in fact, what is wrong with the cell phone you have right now? Probably the answer is nothing, but there are so many upgrades that are available. And yes, when our contract is up or when the phone company allows us to, we, in fact, are going to upgrade because we want better. We want more. We want more features. Now what I want you to do is take a look at yourself in the mirror. When are you going to be upgrading yourself? When are you going to say to yourself, you know, I'm good as I am, but there are more things that I would like to add to my life. There are more things I would like to add to my skills and talents. And by the way, my apps that people can use to make their life and my life better. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Taking a little break. He's not a little under the weather today. Jennifer Horn in with you along with Roberta Fasanelli. Ken Kessler is here. Michael Fortier is our producer on duty today. And Roberta, you've had lots of experience in the restaurant world. Your parents owned a restaurant.
Oh, yes. I managed it for years.
And you managed it as well. Well, there's some news today, and this kind of piqued my attention because later in the hour we're going to be joined by Chef Louis DeAngelis, who will have recipes for you. But he also kind of goes in and renovates restaurants. So I want to talk to him about this. Plus, Chuck Curry will be here with Weekend Movie Moments. But restaurants are now looking at scrapping the practice of tipping. And there was a big piece written this week by Jay Porter, the owner of a San Diego restaurant, Kenny, called The Linkery. And he said that he abolished tipping for the last 6 years, which he felt resulted in more motivated staff and better business. Hmm. He argued that the restaurant staff needed to be paid a living wage, and he said that he and his employees opted to tack on an extra 18% to each customer's bill and then distribute the money evenly among everyone who worked at his farm-to-table restaurant.
Hmm.
So, now, I know this is a very European thing, because in Europe, yeah, you're not expected to tip. The food prices are higher, but the money's already put
right,
in
and
there.
The tip is included. And, you know, and if the bill is, let's say, €18.50, the additional 50 cents, you just leave on the table. You round it up to the next highest number.
Right.
That's traditionally how it's done.
And so these people at the restaurant seemed all very happy with it. He said his employees loved it. But mm-hmm. if you look at the website Yelp, which reviews restaurants and different services, it showed that some diners were unhappy about having an automatic 18% being added to their bill because they feel like the American attitude is that a tip is a reward, for instance. So if
good
you,
service.
Exactly. If you feel, they found that, you know, 63% of Americans felt pressure to tip even when service was bad, but you may only tip 15% instead of 18% or 20% mm-hmm. or even more. So,
well, also, same in different parts of the country. You know, certain parts of the country are notorious to being low tippers, let's mm-hmm. say.
Right. And certain restaurants, too. I mean, you walk into, you know, a Coco's or, you know, kind of a mid-level level, you know, breakfast place, even a Denny's or something like that, and you're not going to expect to get a huge high dollar tip necessarily.
Right, right.
So I guess my question for you is, Roberta, as a New Yorker, how do you tip and how did tipping work in the restaurant that your parents ran?
No, tipping was, you know, at the discretion of customers, but we had a primarily business lunch business, so mm-hmm. people tended to tip rather high. I usually tip 20%. That's basically what I do. I mean, unless it's totally horrendous, then I'll tip 10 or 15%. Unless it's totally horrendous and it's a young student who obviously really needs the money and doesn't know what they're doing, then
right,
I'll tip 20% again, you know.
Or they don't know how to figure it out. I mean, right. That's the funny thing to me is watching people trying to figure out what kind of tip to leave. And now it's so easy. There's no excuse because almost everybody has a smartphone and there's apps that you can put in the cost of the bill, if you're dividing it, if it's yours, and then the level of service you received, and it'll just spit out how much you should tip. The other type of tipper that makes me laugh is the guy that actually has to round it up to make it like a perfect number.
I know. Is that funny? I know.
So if it's like 50 cents, they have to add another 50 cents to the tip to make it a perfect even 00.
Or they want the bottom number to be a perfect 00.
I know. It just doesn't seem right. I don't, you know, I was thinking about my own practices, and I am a pretty straightforward 18 to 20% tipper. Mm-hmm. Even when I get bad service, I feel I kind of give people the benefit of the doubt, thinking, well, maybe they're having a bad day, so I shouldn't, you know, unless it's absolutely terrible. But I do know that people that I dine with frequently would be taken aback by having 18% automatically added into their check.
You think so? Really?
Yeah. Because it happens a lot. I mean, the only time that happens regularly is when you have a big group of people. You know, a party of six or more usually gets a tip added on. So, you know, that usually is okay, but sometimes the restaurant doesn't let you know. And I've been out with people in the past who get very agitated when they see a tip added on because they do have that typical American thing where they want to reward.
Well, I want to do it my way. I want to be in charge. I don't want anybody telling me what to do.
Exactly. All right, so let's ask Chef Louis DeAngelis what he thinks. He's up next here on Good Day.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice app free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Savings is in Session Sale, Thursday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
You
too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Polls say 2 out of 3 Americans no longer trust government. I think it's more than that, and for very good reasons, by the way. Stalled economy, weakening dollar, and a central bank that doesn't know when to quit printing money, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Who do you trust? Well, your own common sense, for one thing. If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? Well, that's the subject of a fantastic new book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year, my friend Craig Smith at Swiss America. And I recommend reading this book, as I have, for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, for a free review copy of The Great Debasement, subtitle, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar and How to Get America's Money Back. Learn from history so we don't repeat it. Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a dark age. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. This is the truth you can trust.
How do you celebrate your anniversary? We celebrate ours with a love for color.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains August 16th through the 19th. You can also win prizes and an in-home color consultation from HGTV's David Bromstead when you vote for your favorite color online. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, 41 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Roberta Fasanelli. Ken Kessler here also. And we're being joined now by Chef Louis DeAngelis, the master of all things culinary. And Chef Louis, before we get to your recipe this week, we're talking earlier, I don't know if you heard us talking about this story about tipping. There's a big debate going on about some restaurants actually not allowing tips anymore. They're just tacking an immediate 18% on and then splitting it among their employees. And the restaurant and the employees love it, but American diners are kind of saying, well, why are we being forced to leave 18%? What if we want to leave 15 or 20 because they want to reward service? So what is your take? Because I know you go in and renovate a lot of restaurants. What's your take on tipping? You know,
there's a restaurant here that we just went to the other night for the first time. And on their bill, and I think it was a great idea the way they did it. When I got my tab, it's all pre-printed, and on the bottom it has three options. It says you can leave a tip of your choice, or your bill, your tip calculated at 15%, at 18%, and at 20%. And it showed three different levels, and you can just put a little check mark in the box. I like having them as an option. You know, like you said, I don't want to be forced into paying X amount because I usually 20 to 25%. You know, I don't look at it as just the bill. You got to look at how many trips that server is making back and forth to your table, too.
Right.
You know, and that's what's fair to the people. They're the only reason why they got up in the morning that day was to come and serve you.
So you're looking at excessive wear and tear, like you're buying a car almost. Did they put on 10 miles to bring you iced tea, or was it 15 miles?
more like a used car.
Right. I do like the pre-calculated tip calculators that they're putting on receipts, and I think that's pretty helpful. And Roberta and I were talking about those apps that actually help you calculate tips based on the type of service you received. If it was fair, better than good, you know, if it was good, fair, above average, or excellent, you can kind of figure out what you want to leave, so...
Well, I'm not throwing out at you. This is really crazy.
Yeah.
How about when you go into like a Dairy Queen drive-thru?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not talking about most of the fast foods, but Dairy Queen, you know, does make your meal a little, it takes a little more for them to make your meal. It's not like they have a fast food line already set up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you tip, do you throw them a dollar or two for assembling your bag and assembling your meal and handing it to you?
I have never tipped at a drive-thru. Roberta, have you ever tipped
out?
I know. Don't even think about it.
I don't even think about it. You're right. I do tip, like if I'm doing takeout from a sit-down restaurant, I do tip the person because they do put it together, and that's their only way to make extra money, actually, the person that, you know, usually is a host that puts together takeout orders.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And you know, a rule of thumb on that's usually 10% for takeout that I've seen.
All right. Well, Chef Louis is quite the man. If you go to DougSteffens.com today, you can find all sorts of recipes. There's a whole archive of good stuff. And Chef Louis, we'll get you a recipe this week, a dry spice rub. You're going to be cooking with chocolate. But before we do, Roberta was asking you a question off the air about side dishes. And, you know, we're still trying to squeeze out those last little bits of summer. And I think this is a great place to start. Side dishes that transport well that maybe don't have a lot of mayonnaise or items that can go bad. What are some of the great side dishes? Roberta was asking you for a recipe for a cold pasta salad without mayonnaise. So what were you suggesting to her?
You know, growing up, I didn't know what mayonnaise was until I hit high school. I went away to high school, and all of a sudden I saw mayonnaise. We never used it in my household. You know, we'd have a light aioli once in a while, but everything was olive oil. Mm-hmm. So when we made a pasta salad, it would be, you know, your cold pasta, olive oil, maybe a light vinegar or vinaigrette. Now, you know, I like balsamic, especially the syrupy kind, because it's a little sweet. And that's the way we ate it. I mean, it was just, everything was olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when I make a pasta salad, you know, I take olive oil, I use a balsamic vinegar, and I throw in finely minced onion, celery. What's really good, that's what I was telling you before on the break, and I hope, Roberta, you try this, is to throw in some orange slices and some chopped walnuts into it. You know,
that sounds really good because it's unexpected with pasta salad.
Oh, yeah. You want, you know, it is summer.
Mm-hmm.
You want to lighten it up. And instead of saying, well, maybe I go for a nice fruit bowl, or maybe I go for a pasta salad, well, put them together.
What's a good side dish?
Together like that.
What's a good side dish, sorry to interrupt, without pasta? Because I've been trying to avoid some of the refined stuff. Is there something that's a little more raw that you can suggest that still tastes really good?
One of my favorites, and it's not necessarily Italian. I make it Italian, though, is a three bean salad.
And how do you do that?
I love a three bean salad, and if you could start fresh with your own beans, that's great. You know, soaking them and getting them ready. But you can buy them in a can, rinse them real good, and once again, you got celery, red onion, olive oil, a little balsamic, and on those I love to put a lot of crushed black pepper. You know, a nice grind of that. And it really, I love it. And the fiber that you get. Maybe I'm showing my age because a lot of my dishes now are really aimed towards the fiber.
Little chopped prune, huh, Louis?
That might actually be good.
That's my middle name.
Add a little fiber in.
I mean, Roberta, don't you use prunes when you do guacamole a lot of times?
Actually, I use prunes in our traditional Christmas Eve dinner, which is the bacala with the tomatoes and prunes.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh.
And then watch out. It's fun time after that.
The olives in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so now, Louis, you this week are doing a little cooking with chocolate, and this has always eluded me because I always want to learn. I know in a lot of Mexican dishes they do mole, there's chocolate in that. I've always wanted to try cooking with chocolate, but it's always intimidated me a little bit. So how did you get started experimenting first with chocolate stuff?
Well, I've made so many messes working with bar chocolate, melting it, and everything else that I said, you know what? I'm going to start using this dry cocoa. I had a can of it. Everybody has a can of that sitting from last winter for making hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And so I love the hot sweet. And I do that hot sweet baking all the time, you know, where you take a cup of brown sugar, a tablespoon or two of cayenne, and you mix it together, and you press your bacon in it, and then bake it in the oven 4 1/4 for like 18, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It makes a candy coating.
Mm-hmm.
But now I throw 2 or 3 tablespoons of cocoa onto it, into the mix. And nothing's better than a hot, spicy chocolate rub. And one of the reasons why I like to do this, because you can use it for pork chops, for chicken breasts. You know, we like to have a nice crust.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, the only crust we ever used was flour or breadcrumbs on everything.
Right.
And a lot of people, like my wife, is celiac. She can't have the breadcrumbs. She can't have the flour. But I want a crust somewhere. So I started, nothing makes a crust like sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And it crusts up real well. So if you take the pork chop and you press it real hard into this brown sugar, cayenne, and cocoa mix, and then you saute it or bake it, oh, my God, it makes such a good, crusty outer coating.
That's a
that
great
when you bite
idea.
Into it, it's sweet, and then when you swallow it, it's hot. It's really
got
a
spicy kick to it. And that's good. You know, our very own Rich McFadden cooks with chocolate all the time. So
it is the Mexican stuff.
So check it out. The recipes are up on the website. Thank you, Chef Louis DeAngelis. Check it out, DougStefan.com.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Great.
great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is with us, and we're going to talk to him about travel deals and got to ask him for some help because our buddy Doug Steffen took a flight yesterday from Boston, stopped in Dallas on his way to Los Angeles, and got stuck. Two equipment failures on two different planes, and he has not, I mean, the poor guy didn't get any sleep at all. So we'll ask Tommy about that. It is 53 past the hour on Good Day.
Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 5 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 5 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 5 years. And it's a 30-year term. After the first 5 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 5 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 5 years. That's five entire years till the year 2018. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 5 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.875%. APR 3.01%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 5 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice amp free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
All right. Best Fares time. Tom Parsons with us now, joining Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, and myself. Now, Tommy, Doug was actually in your neck of the woods in Dallas. He took off from Boston last night and had a stop, a layover in Dallas, and was late twice, I guess, because his first plane had equipment trouble, and then they put him on a second plane, and that had equipment trouble, which they were able to fix. It was the hydraulics. But he didn't make it to L.A. until, gosh, 2, 1 o'clock in the morning, I think, something like that. So it was a long day
pay for him. What happens in that case if it is like a last flight out? Do the airlines usually put you up, or do they just make you kind of hang out in the airport?
Well, it sort of depends. If it's mechanical and it's their fault, then they would probably cover a hotel room, maybe food vouchers. You should have probably still asked for the food vouchers, but if it's weather related, like when we have storms up in the Northeast,
mm-hmm.
if it's an act of God type issue, then no, they don't have to do a thing for you. They don't have to provide you with the only thing you're guaranteed if you don't go. There is a rule in there. It's under the contract. It's like horse and buggy carriage. Okay, it's the contract of carriage.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if you ever get that, then there's a hurricane, you can't get to your destination, or they cancel your flight and they can't put you on another one within a reasonable amount of time, usually that same day. The only thing you're entitled to is 100% of your cash back. No penalties, no fees, no
nothing. So they'll refund you.
Or they'll put you on another flight, and then that ticket almost becomes carte blanche to where you can, you can push it left and right, change your return flights, all kinds of things. So just remember, however, sometimes those storms hit in the Northeast, or a hurricane or something like that hits, and you can't go, and it's more than 1 or 2 days, and you say, well, that just blows my whole vacation. I don't have any more time right now. Well, then just regroup, but I would not take an airline voucher. I'd take the cash. And that way you can book it later on that airline or any airline.
Take the money and run. All right, so what are the best deals this week? What can we book with you?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of stuff going on right now. I still think for those who want to get out of town, even this weekend, you need to probably look at some of these last-minute getaways. I mean, United right now, they've been flying a whole lot of short-haul flights for like 165, and you can leave tonight after 7 p.m. or all day tomorrow, come back Monday and Tuesday. But it seems like from Newark and Chicago and Denver and San Francisco, they've got New Orleans on town, and that's a nice little party city to get there.
Sure.
On a Saturday night. So look for those last-minute getaways.
All right, we can find them all at bestfares.com, right?
Right, bestfares.com. You can search Doug or go to Doug's site and just look for, as he would say, my mugshot. And
and it is. It's a real live mugshot.
Yeah, it's a real live mugshot. Yeah, the post office has it too. So, anyway.
From your last run of the jail. All right. Deals on Vegas, deals on New Orleans. Check it all out. Bestfares.com. Get to it through our site at DougStephan.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.